Rotary Victor Harbour has a new president. Mike May has stepped up into the role at the weekend after being with the club for 3 years. He joins me now. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Well, thank you. And I must say, I actually quite like that title.
Yes. Don't let your head get too big.
It's not all about me, though. No, of course not.
So tell us about you. How was it at the weekend? Would have been very exciting to be, I don't know, is it called sworn in? Is that what they call it?
Well, I guess invested is probably more appropriate. But we had 54 members up at McCracken Country Club, where we had our formal night, black tie, and bling was the theme.
Ooh.
Our past president, Karen Green, likes a bit of bling, so she decided that we'd like to have a bit of that. And it was just such a lovely venue and just a really nice night. And, we partied for a little while and then all went home at a respectable hour and away we went.
Oh, that's very sensible. Very nice. Mm. What's drawn you to this role and to Rotary itself?
Well, I tell you what, when you walk into a new club at Rotary, they pretty much, I think they size you up and go, I tell you what, he's going to be our next president. And I think that's what happened with me. I hadn't been there very long, just over a year, I think, and I was approached to consider becoming the president. Now, it's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm the youngest person at the club. I just want to state that for a fact. But I decided that even though I'm a pretty busy person, that I'd really like to give back to Victor Harbour particularly, and the Rotary Club, and help them out and be the spokesperson for just a year, and put a few fresh ideas in the club and see if we can't get an extra few bods to come along and help us out.
Great. And I imagine you're following the footsteps of some great leaders in the club in the past as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it was one of the main reasons that I decided that I would accept becoming president is that there are so many ex-presidents in our club. And I said to them on Saturday night, it's your responsibility to make sure that whenever I need a hand or some advice that you do that and that, to help out along the way. So it's definitely important.
And in your speech, you spoke about some pretty major things the globe is dealing with, which Rotary likes to help support those people in war-torn areas. And
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Floods and crisis and accommodation and all sorts of things. I see it as our responsibility as a community to contribute where we can. And we're a successful club. We've got a huge art show every year, and that raises a lot of money for the community and the club, obviously, and events that we can sponsor and put monies towards. So it's important that we put those funds to good use. And we're just a charitable organisation. So anything that we're raising, we're putting back into the communities.
You might not have the stats in front of you, but do you know how much you've raised, or are you able to give us sort of a guesstimate as to how you guys have done in the past year or so?
No, let's put it over, say, the last 10 years.
Mm.
We've raised over $2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely. And even in pandemic times and everything else, we've been strong fundraisers. And every time you come down and see us and buy a sausage or come to the art show and buy some artwork or wherever we happen to be and you're supporting us through raffle tickets or whatever that we happen to be doing, that's all helping for us to raise these valuable funds.
Mike May's with us. He's the new president of Rotary Victor Harbour. What are the priorities for you into the future?
Well, I'm going to cat in the bag, but I've really challenged the group on Saturday night to consider a few things. I've been stewing on them a little while, and I spent some time a couple of weekends ago just thinking about what I might like to give to the club as ideas to look forward for the future. I can mention a couple of them to you. I'd really like to see us do more with our legendary art show. I think there's an opportunity for us to represent the whole community as far as like a festival of events. So make the art show the pinnacle of the festival, but have other things around it. So artists and street shows and all sorts of things that combine in like a whole festivity. The weather is perfect in January down at Victor Harbour. It just screams as an opportunity I see is for the whole community to get involved and do a bit more. And hopefully we can get a few more artists and sell more artwork and raise more money and give it back to the community. You know, that's primarily why we're doing it. And, you know, I see it as a huge opportunity. And talking January and Christmas, I'm hoping, we as a club are hoping, that we can get our street Christmas parade back in gear this year.
Oh, yeah, so awesome.
Get back to the road, get back to the basics and have a cracking time at that. And as a culmination of that, I've asked the club to consider us utilising Australia's largest living Christmas tree.
Oh.
Now, some information on that will be in the future. We have the most magnificent Norfolk pines in Victor Harbour. Now, I think we'll leave it at that at the
minute.
So, yes, it's something that I've been stewing away for a little while on, and yeah, we'd love to see if we can't get some traction there.
Oh, that's exciting. It's really nice as well that, you know, we're starting to get back to, well, a different version of normal, but now, you know, we're seeing all these beautiful annual events come back to our regions after a couple of COVID years off. It's just looking spectacular on the South Coast with all the street works and everything that's happened with Victor Harbour. You got that amphitheatre as well, so lots of scope to do some cool things.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. The new causeway, and there'll be new shops and retailers, and it's just going to be a buzz of activity. So, you know, when you're on a good thing, why not stick to it?
Sounds great. Well, congratulations again, Mike, and lovely to have you on the program today.
Jenny, it's my pleasure. And look, if anyone is interested in Rotary, please have a look. Jump on our Victor Harbour Rotary page and have a look and see what we do. And better still, come and see us.
Yeah.
Come and see us at the club. We meet on the first and third Wednesday of each month at the Crown at 6:30 for 7 o'clock. And come and have a look.
Oh, great. So the next one will be next Wednesday, the 6th.
It will indeed. Spot
Beauty.
On.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Jenny.